A reading from the book, Preparation for Death, by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Consideration 15, The Malice of Mortal Sin. Quote, I have brought up children and exalted them, but they have despised me. Unquote. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. First point, the sinner insults God. What does the sinner do when he commits mortal sin? He insults God, he dishonors him, he afflicts him. In the first place, mortal sin is an insult offered to God. The malice of an insult is, as St. Thomas says, estimated from the condition of the person who receives and of the person who offers the insult. It is sinful to offend a peasant. It is more criminal to insult a nobleman. But to treat a monarch with contempt and insolence is a still greater crime. Who is God? He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is a being of infinite majesty before whom all the princes of the earth and all the saints and angels are less than an atom of sand, as a drop of a bucket, as a little dust. The prophet Osi adds that compared with the greatness of God, all creatures are as insignificant as if they did not exist. All nations, he says, are before him as if they had no being at all. Such is God. And what is man? He is, according to Saint Bernard, a heap of worms, the food of worms, by which he shall be soon devoured. He is miserable and poor and blind and naked. Man is a miserable worm that can do nothing. He is so blind that he knows nothing, and so poor and naked that he possesses nothing. And this miserable worm voluntarily insults a god. Vile dust, says the same Saint Bernard, dares to provoke such tremendous majesty. The angelic doctor, then, had just reason to say that the sin of man contains, as it were, an infinite malice. And St. Augustine calls sin, quote, an infinite evil, unquote. Hence, were all men and angels to offer themselves to death and annihilation, such an offering would not satisfy for a single sin. God punishes sin with the pains of hell. But all theologians teach that this chastisement is less than sin deserves. And what punishment can be sufficient for a worm who assails his Lord? God is the Lord of all because he has created all. All things are in thy power. Thou hast made heaven and earth and all things. All creatures obey God. The winds, says St. Matthew, and the sea obey him. Fire, hail, snow, ice, stormy winds, which fulfill his will. But when man sins, what does he do? He says to God, Lord, I will not serve thee. Thou hast broken my yoke. Thou hast burst my bonds. Thou saidst, I will not serve. The Lord says to him, seek not revenge. Take not that property which belongs to another. Abstain from that unchaste gratification. But man answers, I will have revenge. I will take possession of that property. I will indulge in that forbidden pleasure. Like Pharaoh, when Moses, on the part of God, commanded him to allow the people to go into the desert, the sinner answers, who is the Lord, that I should hear his voice and let Israel go? The sinner says the same, Lord, I know thee not. I will do what I please. In a word, he insults the Lord to his face and turns his back upon him.